March 27th, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 1 through 22.
And David the king said to all the assembly, Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great. For the palace will not be for man, but for the Lord God. So I have provided for the house of my God, so far as I was able, the gold for the things of gold, the silver for the things of silver, and the bronze for the things of bronze, the iron for the things of iron, and wood for the things of wood, besides great quantities of onyx, and stones for setting, antimony, colored stones, all sorts of precious stones and marble. Moreover, in addition to all that I have provided for the holy house, I have a treasure of my own of gold and silver. And because of my devotion to the house of my God, I give it to the house of my God. 3,000 talents of gold of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for overlaying the walls of the house, and for all the work to be done by craftsmen, gold for the things of gold, and silver for the things of silver. Who then will offer willingly, consecrating himself today to the Lord? Then the leaders of fathers' houses made their freewill offerings, as did also the leaders of the tribes, the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and the officers over the king's work. They gave for the service of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. And whoever had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the house of the Lord, in the care of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced because they had given willingly, for with a whole heart they had offered freely to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. Therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you, and sojourners, as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand, and is all your own. I know, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart, I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen your people who are present here offering freely and joyously to you. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people, and direct their hearts toward you. Grant to Solomon, my son, a whole heart, that he may keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, performing all, and that he may build the palace for which I have made provision. Then David said to all the assembly, Bless the Lord your God! And all the assembly blessed the Lord, the God of their fathers, and bowed their heads and paid homage to the Lord and to the king. And they offered sacrifices to the Lord. and on the next day offered burnt offerings to the Lord, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And they ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and they anointed him as prince for the Lord, and Zadok as priest.
Sustain this in our hearts, O God. Gary Miller. The temple project clearly captures the imagination of the community, and therefore it affects their pockets. Both David and the people of Judah clearly understand the joy of giving. It's an important reminder that our attitude toward giving is an accurate measure of the state of our hearts. How we spend reflects what matters to us. We give freely when we care. The chronicler carefully points out that for David's generation, the provision of forgiveness really matters. For the first readers of Chronicles, returning from the exile, this must have come as a huge relief. They knew that they had messed up spectacularly. Were they now beyond redemption? Was forgiveness still a live option? Somehow, through God's gracious provision, forgiveness is still within reach, for God is the God who provides ultimate atonement. No wonder that David's prayer in verses 10 through 19 is so exuberant. He begins by describing the supremacy of God as the one who both creates and rules. After acknowledging that Yahweh is the only real giver and reaffirming his sovereign ability to direct events on earth, David turns to praise. However, straight away, David is freshly humbled by the kindness of God in allowing mortal human beings to participate in his great salvation project. In verses 17 to 18, David prays that God will work in the people's hearts to maintain throughout their lives the wholeheartedness, joy, and integrity that mark their present celebration. Then he prays the same thing for Solomon. Like the first readers, we know that, tragically, David's prayer was not answered. Both Solomon and the people, and the kings and people who followed, quickly lost sight of the greatness of God and wandered away. So what hope is there for their descendants making their way back home after the exile? The only hope is in a radically new intervention of God, a radically new covenant with a radically different sacrifice. God's people need to be forgiven and transformed. They need to be equipped by God to live for Him in new ways on this side of judgment. Thank God that in the Lord Jesus Christ we have this new and living hope. Let's ask Him to make us men who live wholeheartedly, joyfully, and consistently for Him.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.